This is Angie reading for Mr. Gary Brodsky. We're going to be going through Gary's book, Alpha Seduction, step by step, minute by minute. So stay tuned with me, guys. This is going to be a great ride. Welcome to Alpha Seduction, or How to Get the Women of Your Dreams to Do Anything. Any woman, do anything. So, just who are you kidding? I know, it really must sound too good to be true. I mean, most guys can't get women to do anything. Hell, get a good blowjob out of a woman, get laid in your car anymore, need to grab for the KY jelly, who do I think I'm kidding? I hear guys screaming all the time, I can't even get my girlfriend to do my laundry. And, sad as it is, that's what I'm hearing from the guys who have girlfriends. Oh, ye of little faith. Now, true, it's obviously true. You did go ahead and buy this audio, so you must have some kind of faith in me. But I'll bet not all of you do. I mean, believe it or not, a lot of you listening to this audio right now didn't buy it because you thought it would teach you exactly what it promises to do, to reveal to you the secrets of alpha seduction. I know this sounds insane, but it's true. A lot of guys who buy this audio and others like it buy them in the hopes that they won't learn a goddamn thing. It's frightening to think about, but it really is true. There are a hell of a lot of guys out there that are so used to failing, so certain that they're destined to always fail, that they'll buy an audio like this, hoping for it to be bullshit, just so they can announce to the world in some kind of superior smugness, "See, I knew it. I'm never going to be able to get a woman. I'll never get laid. I'm a loser. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Pity me." Well, brother, my answer to that kind of little boy crap is, fuck that shit. As Eric Cartman would say, fuck it right in the ass. Sorry, you little crybabies out there, but I'm telling you right now, no one washes out in this boot camp. This is the real deal, and my middle finger to anybody who thinks that this audio is not what I say it is. Now, for you guys who do know me and who don't have any pathetic doubts about yourself, about who you are and what you want, but just don't know how to get women to do what you want, the alpha way, I apologize for the above. It was not aimed at you, obviously. And I hope that everybody out there gets the idea. What I'm trying to get across to all of you is, if you're having some kind of problem with the women in your life or the women you want in your life, it's time to get the hell over it right now. If you can't get these women to do what you want now, you will by the time you finish this audio, I promise. If your girlfriend or your wife is giving you shit about, well, actually, who cares what it's about? Whatever it's about to stop. I'm serious. By the time you get to the end of this audio, you, whoever you are, whatever you are going to have women lining up to do your bidding. You're going to have women doing whatever you want them to do, whenever you want them to do it, however you want it done, for whatever reason, even the women of your dreams. Do you understand? Do you? Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are, women will be doing whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, for as long as you want it done. For whatever reason, period. I don't care if you're black or white, red or green, tall or short, skinny or fat. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, have a double chin, make less than 10 grand a year, don't drive a sports car, have a red beard or are bald. I don't care. None of that crap will mean anything once you've learned all that I have to teach you. I'm going to put you so in charge, it will not be long before you won't even be able to remember a time when every woman in the world wasn't your personal plaything. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? This sounds too good to be true. Admit it. Go ahead. Repeat after me. It sounds like a load of crap. It has to sound that way to some of you, doesn't it? Come on, admit it. In the back of your minds, you're wondering, could all of this really be true? Could he actually mean all of this? Hey, I'll be the first one to admit that it might sound that way to most guys. But what I will tell you right here and now, if it does sound too good to be true, then, my friend, that means you're not being a realist. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you're out there saying to yourself, man, I can't believe this stuff. This all simply sounds too good to be true. All that can possibly mean is that you, brother, are reading something into what I'm saying. Something that absolutely is not there. I mean, did I say there was nothing to it? Well, did I? Did I say you didn't have to have anything at all to learn, that there was nothing for you to master? Did I intimate that you yourself were not going to have to make some changes? Maybe even some big ones. Or, like so many of the guys offering this kind of advice these days, do you think you're hearing in my words that this is all going to be work for you like flipping on a light switch? Is that what you think you heard somewhere in here? Were you thinking I said I was just going to hand you some kind of fucking magic wand and that suddenly cheerleaders were going to magically appear and begin to call you morning, noon, and night? Nah, I don't think so. Just take a second and glance around you while you're listening to the sound of my voice. Do you see any magic pixie dust just kind of floating there in the air? If so, then I guess that means you're going to be able to get all your pals together for a circle jerk. And after that, you'll all clap your sticky hands together 3 times and all your horny wishes will come true. No way, Jose. No pixie dust here. You, my fine friend, you are the one responsible for making the changes in your life. Possibly some big ones. You're probably going to have to change your attitude on the way you do several things. Maybe the way you dress. Possibly the way you style your hair. Hopefully you do style your hair, don't you? Who knows what it's going to be exactly, but it's going to have to be something, and it's going to have to be something big. Why do I say this? Well, maybe it's because things aren't working for you right now that I say you're going to have to change something. It's kind of like the story of the guy who went to the doctor with the sore arm. He held out his arm in front of the doc, and he swung it to the left, and he said, "Doc, it hurts when I do that." To which, of course, the doctor replied, "Well, don't do it, stupid." And then promptly charged him $100 for the office visit, at least. No, let's face it, something is going to have to change for you. But once it has, believe me when I say that by the time you finish, your troubles with women are going to be over. So, our main established fact here is that for that to happen, if you do have troubles with the ladies, then something is going to have to change. And since we've got no way to change all the women in the world just for you, we're going to have to change what we can. And that, dude, is going to have to be you. But this shouldn't be anything for you to worry about. These are not going to be vast changes or expensive changes. Hell, most of them won't even be physical changes. Sure, clean underwear and a good haircut never hurt anybody, but most likely you've been your own worst enemy up until now in a way that you never could have imagined. There are millions, yes, millions of guys in this country who shoot themselves in the foot every time they approach a woman. Self-sabotage is the number one destroyer of the male-female relationships here. And from both sides, it takes two to tango, as they used to say, you know, back in the day when they still did shit like tango. But women are just as stupid and awkward and brainless about relationships as men are. Get this fact through your head right now. Low self-esteem on both sides of the sexual divide has created a generation of men and women who suddenly don't know how to communicate with each other. There are those on both teams who overcompensate, spewing contempt and hurling arrogance toward the other side. At the same time, there are those on both teams who undercompensate, too timid to assert themselves, to go after their needs, or even to intermingle with the enemy. And worse than all of that, there is the greatest of all urban myths, the monstrous illusion that women can get along without us, but that we can't get along without them. You know the problem. Oh, come on, you all sure as shit know the problem. Since the women have the pussy, the women get to call the shots. They have what we want, so we act like fools to get it. Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's true. But the thing that a lot of guys forget is that we also have what they want. It's true. Now, the big question you have to ask yourself is, what is it that women want? I'm telling you right now, far better minds than yours have tried to answer that question. One of the most widely known of all Sigmund Freud's quotes is, "What do women want?" The father of modern psychology, the most brilliant thinker in the world when it comes to knowing the ins and outs of the human mind, and he didn't have a clue as to what chicks were looking for. Jeez. That is sad, isn't it? But it's okay. And here's why. Because we've come a long way since Freud's time. And a lot of people, like the feminists, have certainly tried to muddy the waters. But I'm going to reveal to you the big, bad secret. I'm going to show you what women want in all its simplicity. I'm going to tell you how to get women to date you, to like you, to love you, to fuck you, to suck your dick, and yes, I'm even going to tell you how to get them to cook your meals and do your laundry. It's all here. Just keep listening. And all you have to do to implement these secrets is to apply them, right? Please get it through your head right now. You do need to implement these secrets. You have to listen to this audio again and again. Memorize the material. Live it. You have to understand it and incorporate what it tells you into your own life. In other words, dudes, you have to believe it. This material must become your Bible, your sacred writ, the scripture that you follow every day in every way. Because if you do believe, my brothers, if you let these holy words become your gospel, then the only problem you're going to have in life from here on out is to how to get all those lipstick rings off your cock. This sounds good, doesn't it? Goddamn right it does. Now, the minister is headed for his pulpit. Get ready to receive the word from on high. Here it comes, just in time to raise you wretches up to blessed salvation. So keep listening and get ready to sing hallelujah. What women want. It's so simple, you won't even believe it. So what is it that women want? Everybody thinks they have an answer, that there's no answer. In truth, both of these are somewhat correct. How's that possible? I hear you groan. Well, let's look into it. And to look into this question, we're going to have to look into the various possible answers. First off, those who think there is no answer, you guys are wrong. Period. Oh, sure, I know. The way one woman says one thing and the next one says another and the third disagrees with them, it can look as if women don't know what they want. But there's a game going on here. First off, you have to understand that there is what women want right now and what they want later. Later is simple. Somewhere down the road, all females want a home, a husband, and children. All female creatures are either already in that zone or headed toward it. Even lesbians want these things. It's true. It's just that being homosexual, they haven't matured to the point where they can accept the idea of a husband. Understand, on both sides of the sexual battle, homosexuals are just children themselves. Indeed, anyone who is afraid of the natural act of settling down with a member of the opposite sex to raise children is simply not mature. This is the end result of human life, to continue the species. Those who can't give up their freedom to do so still have the outlook of a child. All women want to get married and have kids eventually, but what do they want to do before that, you ask? In other words, what do they want now? Glad you asked. Let's look at all the things guys think women want. One of the first things a lot of guys think in answer to this question, money. Well, as for those who believe in the power of cash, no, that's not the answer. First off, there are plenty of women out there who have all the money they need. Hey, it's not your grandpa's world anymore. A while back, we gave women the right to vote. We taught them how to read, let them out of the kitchen, bought them Italian shoes, and invented birth control. It's our fault they're out of the kitchen in the bedroom, spoiling for a fight at every turn, with plenty of cash to help them keep up a long and cruel battle. So live with it. New times, new rules. The point is, money doesn't impress women like it used to. And those it still does impress, pretty much, are just there with you to get all the cash you have. Once you're dry, they say goodbye. Hopefully this is no big surprise to any of you. Also, hopefully no one out there is mad about this either. Fair's fair. If you're stupid enough to wave money around as all that you have to offer a woman, how can you get reasonably upset when your plan works? And now pay attention to these words. The fucking money is what attracted her, not anything about you. No. Even when I'm flush with cash, I hide the fact from the females I'm stalking. The smell of green just makes them greedy. In fact, even those women who aren't necessarily gold diggers at heart will still suck all the loot out of you they can. Women can't help it. It's part of their nesting instinct. It's in their genes to gather under themselves the materials of permanence. I heard a professor say that once. Nice ring to it, don't you think? They can't help themselves. It all ties in with that wanting to get married crap. They know that somewhere down the line they need to be able to raise their kids, and so the sight of money just flips a gimme switch in their pointed little heads. But now that we've beaten this one to death, let's just say it plainly and get it over with. Money is not what women want. They're not searching for Mr. Good Looks either. Money and a movie star face don't hurt, but these are not the things they're searching for. You want to know what they want? I'll tell you. You want women to respond to you, you have to be a guy worth responding to. And there is only one way to be a person that people want to be around. Indeed, there's only one thing that any guy needs to conquer every battle. And you ask, your voice growling with impatience, what is that one thing? Hey, it's no big secret. I've said it before in my wide and varied travels, and surely I'll be saying it again. To get what you want from any woman at any time, you have to give them what it is they really want. And what they really want is a real man. Now you ask, well, what is it that I need to be a real man? And that's an easy one to answer. You want to be an actual, complete man, one that women will respond to, one that women will obey. Buddy, all you really need is confidence. Oh, sure, you yell, and just how in the name of all that's holy am I supposed to dig up a big old batch of that for a battle I've lost more times than I can count? Well, now that you're finally starting to ask the right questions, I can tell you. How do you do it? It's easy. And trust me, I'm going to tell you all about it. So let's get started. I've got a lot to tell you, and you've got a lot to learn, so get out your pad and pencil, because your teacher is here, and school is now in session. Confidence. You gotta have it. So, let me get one point across right here and now, all right? If you've decided to buy this audio because you got it into your head that it was some kind of step-by-step guide to becoming James Bond or something, well, you screwed up. If you were looking for lists of rules and strings of pickup lines and all the other nonsense bullshit that's out there right now, well, I'll just tell you, the guys that write that stuff only wish they knew as much about women as I do and have been pumping out into the American dating scene, helping to make it the pathetic wasteland it is these days. And if that's what you're looking for, you came to the wrong guy. Yes, I'm telling you this right now. I am definitely the wrong guy to come to for a bunch of fucking nonsense. But on the other hand, I am the only guy in the whole goddamn world who will tell you the truth. So let's get right down to it, shall we? Understand this right up front. These are the most important words anyone is ever going to tell you in your entire life. Nothing in the world matters more when it comes to meeting, greeting, and bedding a woman other than confidence. Nothing. I'll explain. Let's say I did what you think you want me to do. Let's say I gave you a pickup line to use, some string of words I claim was so clever that it would work every time, anywhere, no matter what, period. Don't you understand? If you don't have any confidence when you're delivering this ultimate pickup phrase, then you're not going to get anywhere, ever. You simply have to understand this, guys. Women do not care a flying fuck about whatever stupid thing you say when you approach them. Pickup lines don't work precisely because they are pickup lines. All of them. Here's a big fucking secret. What makes a pickup line a line instead of a bit of conversation? The way the words are said. Believe me, understand this one simple fact, and you, my friend, are 90% closer to getting yourself thrown bodily into the wonderful world of women. Getting back to that supposed super line, understand me. If you say this uber phrase like some stuttering moron, then that's what you are in the woman's eyes, a stuttering moron. Say the words with the sophistication and charm, the sex appeal and magnetism of a James Bond, and surprise, surprise, that's who she's gonna think of. And why? I think you must probably know by now, but I'll tell you anyway. It's because if you take sophistication and charm, sex appeal and magnetism and break them all down, you'll find that they add up to the components of, yeah, you guessed it, confidence. I'm telling you guys, you can walk up to any woman, anywhere, and you can give her one of the oldest lines in the book. And if you say it the right way, you've got it made. Do you get it? That's what makes an alpha male. He can say the oldest line in the world with complete confidence, and the woman buys it. Because she buys the way he said it, and then she buys him. So let's put this idea of a line to bed once and for all so we can finally forget about all of it. There is absolutely no such thing as an ultimate line that works every time. Movies are one thing, but in real life, every situation is different. Every woman is different. There's no set of words you can say that is going to throw every woman at your feet just because you managed to jitter them out between your frightened teeth. Women are human beings too. Some of them are actually going to be a little bit smarter than you. A lot of them will be a tad dumber, but they're not puppets. And this isn't magic. I say that last part because if you're still looking for surefire pickup lines, then that's what you're actually looking for, are magic spells. Sorry to burst your bubble, boys, but there's no such thing. It really is up to you. Trust me, the secret to getting women is confidence. You have to approach a woman as if you actually want whatever your opening line says you want. Can I ask you the time? Excuse me, would you hand me one of those? Could you tell me something about picking out which vegetables are fresh? Have you been waiting here long? Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter what you say. It's how you say it that counts. If you sound like somebody who is confident in who he is, the woman will sense this. And a conversation of equals will commence. You simply can't tailor one set of words for all situations. It doesn't work. It can't. But what you can do is tailor yourself so that no matter what words are said, they have the effect you want. Do you get me? You've got to have your confidence level up to the standards of the women you're going to be hitting on. Now you say, just how do I do that? I'm so glad you asked. Let's talk about that next, shall we? Okay, here's one of the biggest mistakes all guys make. If you can't wait to get your hands on some pussy, if it's all you think about, if you can see flying pussies in your sleep, if you can smell dripping pussies when you close your eyes, fish market, if you hear the savage jungle cry of dancing pussy all around you, you're in fucking trouble and you are never gonna get laid. I'll explain. You, my friend, have got to stop thinking about pussy as the greatest, the ultimate, the most wonderful, the etc. of the etc.'s. It's just pussy, okay? It's just something between a woman's legs. That's all it is. There are women who will let you suck on it, stick your hand in it, your dick, soda bottles, squashes, bicycle pumps, whatever you want, if you have the price. And in some countries, that price is less than what you pay for fast food breakfast here. So listen, it's not a gift from God. It's something anyone can have for money. Just like tacos. Just like radial tires. Just like toilet paper, cotton swabs, orange juice, cigarettes, or a comic book. Pussy is just another commodity, but if inside your head you overinflate the value of that commodity, then you're painting yourself into a sucker corner, and that's a place an alpha male never wants to be. Because believe me, there isn't a woman in the world who isn't pretty much like a used car salesman with only one car on the lot. Outside of the occasional virgin, they're all out there trying to sell some used and abused clunker to some unsuspecting boob, and worse than a used car salesman, all women will do whatever they can to get your currency without even allowing you to peek under the hood, let alone a test drive. And like those used car salespeople, women know what their pussy is worth. Nothing. But it's the only thing they have going for them, so you can't blame them for pushing it like it was the greatest thing since Monday Night Football. But despite their sales pitch, pussy is actually worthless. To be worth something, a thing has to be rare. Pussy's not rare. Fuck, guys, it's everywhere. And here's the wild part. The only reason we crave it like the assholes we are is because we think we're supposed to. Trust me, dude. It's all mental. Here's the fact. The only real reason we guys need pussy is because in the back of our minds, there's this little voice whispering that we're not really men unless we're banging babes. Now, that voice does have a point. Jerking off does feel good, but it somehow seems to be missing the point. What makes actual sex feel better is not the sweat and rolling around in your own cum. It's the sense of conquest that comes with all the sweating and rolling around. So, back to the voice. Like I said, when it's whispering in the back of your brain that you have to fuck a woman to be a man, yeah, it's right. But you've got to learn to have a sense of proportion. If you treat this like some sort of secret agent tape you're in trouble. Remember, that voice isn't whispering. Your mission, if you decide to accept it, is to fuck every woman in sight 10 times a day, twice on Sunday, and get blowjobs from your sports team's cheerleaders, and score a rim job while you're at it. This is what is known in the trade as placing way too much pressure on oneself. And sadly, this is what most guys do to themselves, which is why the goal of pussy seems to get further and further away the harder they try to close in on it. Now, I understand that some of you might be getting confused, so let's go over everything we've said so far and get it all simplified. Then we'll get onto the real meat of this. Okay, great. First off, there's no such thing as a pickup line. There's no perfect way to meet a woman, no surefire scenarios, no guaranteed setups, etc. The simple truth is none of that shit exists. Second, it doesn't matter what you say. What matters is how you say it. Third, women know what their pussy is worth. They know it is just a simple piece of biological machinery. It's men that have made it into the passage of manhood and must have commodity at all costs. Women know this and are glad to exploit it because, well, who wouldn't accept a million times more than something was worth that they could get away with it? I would. And come on, so would you. And you know it. On top of that, since women do know what pussy is worth, any guy who approaches them stuttering and shaking, just reeking of the scent of guy who wants pussy, comes off as an idiot. To beat an enemy, you must know your enemy. Put yourself in the woman's mind for a moment. Here comes a guy willing to do anything to get into her pants. She knows stupid insecurity on his part. So this makes him stupid in her eyes. Do you get it? If you see somebody acting like an idiot, you think, what an idiot, right? Well, when you have slobber running down your chin because you're so desperate for the smell of pussy in your nostrils, that's just how you come across to the woman you're trying to score with. You come off as a desperate jerk. And who wants to do anything with a desperate jerk? Except maybe fuck with them. Not fuck them, fuck with them. Well, enough of that. You now understand, I believe, that the prize is not the pussy, it's the offering of that pussy to you. This is about getting women to do anything at any time. This is about conquest. This is about becoming an alpha male. Reducing your opponent to the point where they cannot resist your commands. Well, in this battle, females are the enemy. And when the battle is done, we want them on their knees, humble, pliant, chastised, obedient. If they're not, then who needs them? Who cares? Who wants more trouble in their lives? Not you, I'm sure. Because it's always been my point, they're alpha males, not alpha females. We've come together to get you here on the right track. And the big thing we need to do is to get your confidence level up and get you out there, finding the women you want and getting what you want from them. I don't mean to be cruel, but it is a pretty safe bet that your confidence isn't all it should be. Why do I say that? Because you bought this audio. If you were confident in your approach, even if you weren't getting anywhere, you wouldn't have made this purchase because you wouldn't see any problem with it. But that's like the guy who can feel the pain in his chest but who refuses to go to the doctor. That's not confidence. That's fear. Fear of discovering that something isn't the way one wants it to be. Well, at least you know better than that. Fuck that nonsense. Fear is the one thing we have no use for here. Get rid of it. Banish it. Toss it out the window. I'm telling you right now, we've got a cure for the cancer you've contracted, and we've already started treatments. For your next dose, just keep listening. Confidence. There's nothing like it. Ah, yes, confidence. It's what makes us men. It's what built the bridges they say couldn't be built. It's what created the pyramids and the Hoover Dam. It's what dug a canal across Panama, finds cures for diseases that kill millions, wins presidential elections, and it's what put men on the moon. Men on the goddamn moon. There have been people in this world that knew. Do you understand? They didn't hope. They damn well knew they could get people off the face of this planet and put them down on the face of another and then get them back again. Now, that's pretty fucking confident. Or, as John Dryden said, for they conquer who believe they can. But what is all of this worth if I can't get you some confidence? Not too damn much. So let's get started right now on getting you ready for the big game. First off, like any fighter, we've got to get you into training. Does this mean exercise and diet and all kinds of painful, horrible things like that? Well, yeah, probably. But here's the extent of it and why. First off, give me a break. If you're some super-sized blimp with sex-a-flab hanging off all his bones, or some greasy-haired, bush-headed freak with more acne than Colonel House chickens, what makes you think any book is going to be able to give you the secrets of making porn stars want to suck your cock without any effort on your part? God damn it. Cut the fucking fantasy bullshit out of your life right now. Do you hear me? Drop that pity party, assholes only, little boy, lazy ass motherfucking nonsense right now. What woman is going to be interested in someone who has no respect for themselves? Someone who has no confidence in themselves? Someone who has nothing going for them? Can you think of any? Or should I ask, can you think of any that you'd want to be with? But is that a description of you? Someone with no confidence whatsoever? I don't think so. I mean, you must think you have at least a chance, or you wouldn't have bought this. That proves you have some confidence in yourself, because somewhere inside you, you knew that if you had the answers, you could do something about your particular problem. But we need to ask ourselves, what is your particular problem? We already know you have some confidence. We just don't know if you have enough. So how do we find out? Well, let's take an inventory, shall we? Whoever you are, you've got to have something going for you. Maybe you know how to repair your own car. Maybe you're a good cook. Maybe you can build a set of shelves from scratch. Maybe you're a crack shot. Or you know magic tricks like mystery. Make the world's best paper airplane. Play a mean guitar, raise saltwater fish without letting one die, can grill a steak perfectly, whatever. The what is not important. What matters is that there is somewhere in this world something you know how to do. Okay, all right. This is what you build on. You remind yourself that any monkey in the jungle can get some pussy. We know this because the jungles are always full of monkeys. If a goddamn chimp can get his dong thronged, then so can you. We start by looking at one of your lesser accomplishments, however, because as the philosopher's story told us, have confidence that if you've done a little thing well, you can do a bigger thing well too. He might have said that a hell of a long time ago, but he was, believe me, brother, talking directly to you. This is the way you have to think. Just like the little engine that could. If you tell yourself you can do this thing, you can. Hell, it's not that hard. First off, you have to remember that you're not bullshitting yourself when you talk like this. This is all true. You know it is. And all of us can do anything, period. If you have fingers and an opposable thumb, you can pick up a glass. If you have a mouth and vocal cords, you can speak. If you have two legs, you can stand up and kick a ball. We all have the same equipment. We can all do the same things. Or, to put it simply, men are like cars. We might come from different companies, have different features from one another, prefer a different quality of fuel, but we all have four wheels and an ignition switch, and we all travel well on paved roads. All you have to do to get started down the road toward mastering women is to find your confidence. Confidence in your own opinions. Confidence in your ability to have things your way. There are forces all around you in the world that are trying to wear you down. The culture has been bashing men and maleness relentlessly since the 60s. And of course, that means any of you guys born after 1966, 1970, 1980, this crap has been going on your entire life. Well, fuck that shit. From here on in, you are the man. You are the alpha male. Got it? You. Yes. You. From this moment on. If you want women to do what you want them to do, then you have to become the kind of man that can make them do what you want them to do. You need to become the kind of man who's capable of seducing in an alpha way. Remember, women are people. They do have brains, you know. And believe it or not, they don't want to do things they don't want to do any more than you do. You think they like to suck dick? Hell no. You piss out of that thing, man. Who the hell would actually want to stick that in their mouth, let alone have it shoot a couple ounces of foul-smelling mayonnaise down their throat? Not too many people, that's for sure. So, yeah, you're going to have to make some changes, and you're going to have to put some effort into it, but it's not going to be as bad as you think. And now, seriously, considering what's at stake here, are you going to tell me you don't think it's worth it? Nah, I didn't think so. Self-knowledge. It's a good thing. All right, it's time for the truth. And unlike what Jack Nicholson told us, you'd better be able to handle the truth. I want you to get up right now and go to a mirror and take a look at yourself. What is it that you see? Be honest. Think of this as getting ready to go hunting. After all, you're looking for trophies, right? Well, if this was a bear or lion you were after, you'd be making certain changes, wouldn't you? You'd be making certain you didn't give off a smell that would tip off you were coming. You'd be making certain your clothing was going to help you get close and not alert your prey to your presence. And you'd be getting your weapons ready, right? Making certain that everything was in working order. You know it's true. Well, is the guy you see in the mirror ready for the hunt? Is he? I'm betting the answer is no. You see, yeah, I'm sure that when you get ready to make a big move, you get yourself as clean and neat as you think you need to be. Then, after a night on the prowl, you end up going home alone. Again. Scratching your head wondering what went wrong. The thing is, you have to always be ready for the hunt. Always. Confidence isn't a suit you put on, it's an attitude. If you're spotting things in that mirror now that have to be covered up, and all you do every time you head out to trap some tail is cover them up with the least effort possible, then you're not doing yourself any favors. You have to understand that the back of your mind knows what you've done. It recognizes the fraud and all. And thus, your attitude leaks the stench of deceit. We always talk about women being creatures of emotion rather than of rational thought. Well, it's true. Women can read emotions. If you know you're lying about something, so will they. And of course, why would you settle for that guy in the mirror if you don't like him? Fuck him. He's holding you back. Kick his goddamn ass. Kick his goddamn ass, will ya? Is his hair not combed? Fuck him. Hit him in the side of the head. Do it. Hit yourself in the goddamn head for being so fucking lazy that you're walking around with your hair uncombed. Is your face clean? Did you shave yet? Are your teeth brushed? Are they brushed well? Or are they yellow enough to separate traffic on a highway? What's your build like? Are you so big that Goodyear has ass that they can advertise on your ass? Are your arms so spindly that you look like a sack of sticks? Well, what is it you want to see there in the glass? And when women see it, are they going to want it? And we're not talking about turning you into the Incredible Hulk, but none of us have to settle for not at least looking normal. Do some fucking sit-ups. Put down that seventh ice cream sandwich. Climb some stairs instead of taking the elevator. Walk the dog some more. Do something, for Christ's sake, instead of just plopping down in front of the TV every chance you get. look around your life and see what you can fix. Wash your car. Straighten all the books on your shelves. Sand down and refinish your desk. Wash the floor, run the sweeper, shake the rug, scrub that pot with the burned black bottom. Fix the rip in the sofa. In other words, do something constructive, goddammit. Burn some calories. Burn some calories. Sweat a little, but do it in a good cause. Namely, making your life better. You've got time. You've got the ambition to lift weights, run laps. Go for it. More power to you. But if you're a drag-ass, lazy dude like most of the world, then at least put some effort into getting your life as snappy as possible. Look at yourself through that woman's eyes. If you do bring one home, is she going to get creeped out as soon as she starts opening your cupboards and drawers to see how you live? And don't even for a millisecond think that women don't check every little thing out when you give them a second. You go to the bathroom for a quick whiz, and they'll know everything in your refrigerator and in every drawer by the time you get back. Trust me. Is your refrigerator clean? Is it? Are your closets a mess, filled with crap you've been meaning to get rid of, overflowing with clothes you don't fit into and don't want, but have just been too damn lazy to get rid of? Well, anything that's obvious to you is going to be obvious to her. Probably more so. And you have to remember here, the main reason for doing most of this is not to make them feel better about you, but to make you feel better about you. If you drag your ass out into the street every day, unshaped, hair all straggly, shirt all torn, out of style, not buttoned correctly, hanging out of your pants, how do you think things are going to go when those once-in-a-lifetime moments come along? I mean, there she is, right there. She's gorgeous. She's everything you want. The situation puts the greatest opening line in history at your disposal, and you're looking like the town drunk. Oh, yeah. You're going to get laid. All she's got to do is take one look at you. Sure you are. When you're clean and fresh all the time, you can be on the prowl all the time. You'll be confident enough to realize that the hunt isn't just something reserved for Friday or Saturday night after you've put forth a great deal of effort. You won't have to put forth any special effort. You won't have to wait for some ritual time because you'll be ready all the time. Do you get it? Do you understand? You'll be scoring all the time because you'll be ready all the time. Most of your best opportunities go by unnoticed because your lack of confidence. You're suffering in this mindset that you're supposed to live your life most of the time. And then at certain times, you go to certain places after your cleansing rituals have been performed. And this is the worst way you can think. Sure, you can pick up women in bars, but that's where they're most on their guard. That's where they know damn well you're only in search of pussy. What you're thinking of as the best way for you to hunt is actually the worst way you could do things. Do you get it? Do you? That guy currently in the mirror is doing you no favors. His lack of confidence is dragging you down. And again, I'm not saying you have to go out and buy yourself a dozen Italian suits. You don't have to get a weekly haircut or a manicure. You just have to act together. You have to be able to look in any mirror you pass, any reflective surface that comes your way, any time of the day or night. Look deep into it and dig the guy you see in there. You have to be confident that this guy could talk to any woman in the world and hold his own. You have to know, understand me now, you have to know that this guy is never going to embarrass you again. Never. Once you can look in the mirror and smile that wicked smile, knowing that you have it together, you'll be that confident man that chicks are all looking for. So firm up, slim down, bulk up, grow that hair longer, shave that melon, trim that mustache. Get that mole removed. buy some clothes that don't have holes in them. Whatever it takes for you to know, to absolutely believe on each and every level that the guy in the mirror is not going to embarrass you ever. And while you're at it, wash all the goddamn skid marks out of your boxers, will ya? Got confidence? That's just the start. All right, don't go ballistic. All the above title means is that I just want to make certain that as soon as you get confident about that guy you see in the mirror, that you're also working on what is inside his noggin. Exercise and clean clothes and good grooming are an important start, very important. Unless the baby you're hitting on is blind, what they see when you walk up to them is what's going to make their first impression. Obvious, of course. Okay. Say they don't like what they see. You may not have the build of Adonis, or the wardrobe of James Bond, but you're clean and neat, and you walk with the manner of a man who knows who he is and what he wants. You look a woman straight in the eye when you talk to her. You might not have Bill Gates's bank account, but you appear to be decent. You appear to be working. Most women would be insane to pass up such a package. The rules of the game demand she at least speak to you. It's just the way chicks work. Like I said, they're all thinking marriage in the background. Any halfway decent prospect simply has to be given the chance to at least open his mouth. All right, this means that when the moment comes that you will indeed be given a shot, so there you are. You've been given permission by Her Highness to start talking, to groove your move, to start a conversation. Tell us, O Swami, what's your next move in this great battle campaign you've now started? What had better come next is you not making an ass out of yourself. And how you can do that in the easiest way is by maintaining the right attitude, a positive attitude. Now, what are you two going to talk about? Hey, I don't know. How could I? Things progress, life moves on, news changes, each day's weather is different. Exactly what you talk about does not matter. What does matter is how you talk to this chickadee, or more importantly, the attitude you present to her. Remember, the first thing out of your mouth is all she has to go on about what you're like inside. What their radar is going to be looking for is positive vibes. And the more you get to talk, the more positive reinforcement they're going to be looking for. As always, I will explain. Again, this ties back to the searching for a partner thing. Even a woman looking for a one-night stand, at least unconsciously, looks for the same type of man she wants as a mate. Women don't like threats. They don't want to be in a vulnerable position with someone they're afraid of. If you have a negative attitude, one filled with everything that's wrong in the world and the lousy way you're always treated, and someone's going to have to pay for all this shit, blah, 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 fucking blah, what do you think this woman you have in your sights is going to think? She's going to think that sooner or later you're going to flip out on her, that's what. Hey, women are irrational, but they're not stupid. If you come across as a guy filled with anger, they damn well know that someday that anger is going to be aimed at them because, well, they're women. Women make men nuts. It's in their blood. Making steam come out of our ears is the most fucking fun they have in life. You go letting them see that you're some sort of negative son of a bitch, and they're going to assume that sooner or later one of their asinine shenanigans is going to get their clock cleaned. And that will put you on the outside looking in faster than a turd in a punch bowl. Nobody wants to be around someone who's negative, constantly pissed off at the world. Women are no different than us on this one. But for women, being around someone negative is not just a downer, but personally threatening. Seriously, It puts them off balance, threatens their security, for who can enjoy themselves like that? Not women, that's for sure. Women want men who have confident, positive attitudes. It's actually a scientific fact that women are drawn to men who smile, who pose themselves with relaxed confidence. Remember, you're thinking of sex for an evening, period. They're always looking further down the road. They're thinking about the next 20 years from now when they look at you. If you're all nerves and fluster, they're simply not interested. Why? Here's the big reason why the above is absolutely true. Because, my friends, women, all women, are basically looking for men with confidence, for someone who is going to tell them what to do. Yep, it's true. Trust me, this is what they're all looking for in the first place. They don't want to make the game plan. They want to have their babies and raise them up. They want to play God for Christ's sake. No pun intended, not be a middle manager. This is the basic difference between us and what makes successful marriages work. The woman gets to be in charge of the house and kids, and the man rakes in the coin and keeps it all going. The woman that's going to make you and herself and her children happy is the one who understands this. Those that don't, well, this is like the earlier homosexual explanation. Feminists, like homosexuals, are just frightened of growing up and admitting to themselves the way things are. Any woman who tells you what a piece of shit you are just because you have a penis and balls that go with it is simply a terrified little girl who's scared shitless of adult life and the responsibilities that come with it. At best, they want a boyfriend, not a man. Real women don't want a boy. They don't want a partner they have to raise like a child. They want someone who's going to protect them and take care of them and their children. And I say it again, subconsciously, no matter what they say, all women want children, their own children. While you're measuring them up for a casual fuck, they're measuring you for fatherhood. It might only be in the back of their minds, but it's there. If you're not acting like a grown-up, and a positive one at that, then they're not interested. Of course, all you want to do is to get laid. Well, welcome to the long, hard road to getting there. So, once again, confidence is the key. Believe in yourself. Whoever you truly are, let her know that she'd be lucky to have such a guy, not with words, but with your attitude, and she'll be yours. The more positively you get across the fact that you could care less what she thinks, the stronger your hold over her will be. And I mean, this works on any woman. The bigger and more famous they are, the better it works. Supermodels, half-naked teen singers, TV, movie, porn stars, all of them, all they want is a real man. Learn to project the healthy, positive attitude of a guy who is not only in charge, but who knows he's in charge, and any of them will be yours. Confidence, that's all it takes. Although, honestly, knowing that all of those skid marks are out of your boxers won't hurt your ability to maintain this pose. Getting her to like you, it's as easy as pie. How a woman feels about you, believe it or not, is tied directly to how you make her feel about herself. It's true. Think about it. It's the same for us. Men or women, no one wants to be around someone who makes them feel rotten about themselves. Right? Of course, right. I mean, sure, guys will put up with a certain amount of bashing from others because, well, we're guys. We're tougher about these things and have less emotional issues than the ladies. Doesn't mean we like getting dumped on any better. We just need to appear unaffected by that kind of minor crap. Whereas, let's face it, women live to make a big deal over minor crap. But, back to the point, women are like cats. They're creatures of mood and comfort. No matter whether they're justified or not, women love to feel good about themselves. So the guy who makes them feel good about themselves is certainly in line to be treated well in return. After all, a woman who feels good about herself is not at any stage of readiness to repel an attack. Criticism and negative comments set off the yellow alert sirens in females. Anything negative, even if it's the absolute truth, is a complete attack to a woman. Something simple and innocent like, tell one something simple and innocent like, you know, that black sweater is really nice on you. The red sweater, I don't know, we are going to a funeral. And you know what will happen? You will be not only in the doghouse, but under it. You will not only be on the shit list for pointing out her mistake, but in the curious ways of female thought, it will be your fault that she made the mistake in the first place. No. If you want their defenses down so that you can sweep in for the kill, then you'd better be ready to make them happy. And with that in mind, let me say a little thing about compliments. I've said this before, and I'll probably say it again. Women are compliment junkies. Now, you say, we guys enjoy a compliment, and yes, well, you're right. Everybody likes a few kind words now and then. Yeah, right, but that isn't what I said about women. I said they were compliment junkies. Tell the biggest lie in the world to a woman, and she might not believe it, but she'll love you for saying it. And the more sincerity you can put into it, the more often you say it, the more she'll love you. Am I right? Damn straight I'm right. Junkies will do anything to keep the smack coming. Compliment junkies are no different. So knowing this, what do? Do you start laying out the compliments like machine gun fire? Nope. You do not waste compliments. You space them out. And in the beginning, at least, they've got to be something she can believe. If she's obviously all dolled up, you say something nice about her excellent taste in clothing. If she's flashing a lot of jewelry, let her know that you like the way she picked out just the right pieces of ice to set off her eyes. Whatever will work in that moment, that's what you use. But you've got to space these bits of sweetness out. This is an absolute must. Just as if you were training a dog. You know how in the beginning, when trying to get Mutsy to respond, you give him a treat every time he does something perfect. Then after he's learned the trick, you don't give him a treat every single time. You just get him to show off the trick. After he knows how to do it, you only reward him every once in a while just to remind him that if he keeps doing everything just the way you like it, then every once in a while there will be a reward. Well, believe it or not, this is the way you have to treat women. Stagger those compliments. One day give her a few. Then the next day, only give her one. Be sure to skip a day or two or three or four before giving her another. Too many compliments, too often, becomes a routine. They become expected. And I'm telling you right now, you don't want to come off as phony by giving too many or false-sounding compliments. Why? Because women desperately need to believe every bit of praise you give them. Constant compliments take all the fun out of the game. Women know that deep down, flattery is bullshit, but they both want to believe, and also, if you're willing to make a compliment once in a while, it shows that you're paying attention and that you care enough to try and consider her feelings. Staggering those compliments makes them seem genuine. In other words, as if you mean them and aren't just trying to get into her pants. And if your compliments seem real, women stay interested just to keep trying to get them. Indeed, they'll work harder to fish them out of you. And, of course, this is what you're working toward, right? Getting women into the position where they will do anything for you. In this case, doing anything for you just to hear the sound of your voice. There are worse ways to get what you want, you know. That old adrenal rush. Getting them aroused chemically. How do you get a woman aroused and ready for sex or anything else for that matter that's enjoyable? Well, you've got to get her interested, of course, and getting a woman aroused is the easiest way to get her interested. But Gary, I hear you scream, banging your shoe up on the table quite vigorously. Just how in all fiery hell do you get her aroused? Hey, I'm glad you asked. There are two ways to kickstart a woman on the way to sexual arousal. The first, believe it or not, is chocolate. Now, this isn't a gag. All human bodies are chemical plants. We all remember that much from school. But since women can give birth, they have a lot more delicate chemical machinery inside than we do. Well, chocolate throws a real monkey wrench into their machinery. It's true. Women love chocolate so much more than men because it gets their plumbing lubed. When they're munching down on good chocolate, they're experiencing the same chemical reactions internally that they are when they have sex. Honest. To them, it's all the same except for the sticky parts. Now keep this in mind. We're talking good chocolate here, the pure stuff. Watered down industrial candy bar crap is the low level of the spectrum. Just like cocaine, the more you cut the stuff, the lesser the high. So if you're going to go the sweet tooth route, stay away from American name brands and stay away from chocolate with too many additives. It's not the almonds and strawberries and raisins or peanuts or anything else that's going to grease their tube, just pure chocolate. Now, the second and possibly the easiest way to get a woman aroused is to get her adrenal gland going. This is one of the most important female chemical production areas that stimulates all the right centers for getting them hot and horny. Get this one pumping, and they simply have to do something frenetic soon. And just how does one get the adrenal gland going? Well, one way is a good scare. Now, this doesn't mean dressing up like a serial killer and chasing her for a few miles through the back alleys only to rip off your mask and shout, "Hey, just kidding, want to blow me?" Most likely, what she's going to want to do there is blow you away. But there are other ways to achieve the same effect. For instance, why do you think Hollywood keeps pumping out the worst possible scary movies decade after decade? Because they know guys are going to take girls to them and scare the pants off them. No joke intended. Scaring the pants off them is the whole idea. You can also do some athletic things. Take them out for racquetball or bicycling or jogging. You get her cardiovascular system revved up and enjoy the added benefit of letting her see that you really do exercise. Now you ask, why do I want to do this? If I hear you right, Gary, you're telling me to do these things to get her in an aroused state. But you're not telling me how this leads to sex. She's getting all the good feelings, and all I'm getting is to look at her while she's coming in her jeans. I didn't buy this for lessons on how to be the cunt's fucking dildo. Right, you are. But as always with me, you should know that there is an explanation. What you're doing is getting this woman used to the idea that, and here's the important part, every time she's around you is just as good as having sex. Your very presence means good sexy feelings. Think about it. We've already got you cleaned up and looking good. You're a confident guy who treats her right. You're not negative. You're always positive and smiling. You make her feel good. You know when to give her a compliment. And on top of that, your mere presence makes her feel like she's having sex. Oh, yeah. She's not going to do everything she can to hang on to a guy like you. Sure she's not.